Hey there, lovely listeners. Ever found yourself in that tough spot where you want to kickstart your weight loss journey, but feel like you're stuck in neutral? You know you need to do something, but it's like there's an invisible wall holding you back. Well, today, we're diving into that exact challenge, the struggle of getting started. Don't worry, because in this episode, we'll unravel why these roadblocks happen and give you some insights to jumpstart your weight loss, all without needing to connect yourself to your car battery. Welcome back to another episode of Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. I'm your host, Patty Palko, and I'm using my PhD in biology to guide you through the forest of weight loss using science-backed methods, insights, and real-life inspiration so we women over 45 don't get lost in the maze of trees. Before we dive in, I want to extend a warm welcome to all the listeners joining us from all around the world. It's incredible to see our community growing with more of you joining us each day. Whether you're from the United States, New York, Michigan, Arizona, Washington, or from the United Kingdom and Canada, your presence means the world to me. Together, we'll empower ourselves with knowledge to take control and create lasting transformations. All right, let's dive right in. Have you ever found yourself in this familiar scenario, waiting for that elusive, perfect time to tackle a weight loss program? It's a sentiment many of us can relate to. Maybe you thought, things are crazy now. I'll do it next week when everything calms down. Or, I need to wait so I can do it right. Well, my friends, you're not alone. Today, we're going to examine the top three challenges that often stop you from taking that crucial first step. And all three of them work hand in hand to keep you from moving forward. So let's begin with one of the most common hurdles, looking for the perfect time. We've all been there, haven't we? Waiting for that magic moment when everything aligns seamlessly. Whether it's because work is hectic, you're on the verge of a vacation, or your to-do list is already overflowing, it's easy to feel like life is too jam-packed to even consider a change right now. Trust me, I've been there more times than I can count. Just last week, I had my week all planned out, the regular, steady routine. But life had other plans. My washing machine started dumping water all over my basement floor. My car battery decided to call it quits, and my husband needed rides to and from the airport. Suddenly, I found myself with an extra unexpected 10 hours added to my already busy week, and it became a challenge to fit in my workouts, cooking, and even sleep. And guess what? Life's unpredictability isn't just limited to me. Take, for instance, the incredible Becky, one of the women I've had the privilege to work with. Becky juggles a demanding 7-to-4 job and takes on additional contracts in the evenings. She'd been putting off her weight loss journey because her daily schedule seemed overwhelmingly tight. However, when we started working together, I asked her a crucial question. Why now? Becky's response was profound. She realized that if she could make a change in the middle of the chaos of her everyday life and make it work, she could succeed at any time. Learning to adapt and thrive when things are tough has given her the confidence that she can conquer anything. In fact, she's already shed an impressive 13 pounds so far. Now, I recently came across a talk by Oliver Berkman that really resonated with me. The title was, It's Worse Than You Think, which might sound pessimistic at first. However, Oliver went on to describe a situation that many of us can relate to. He shared that it wasn't difficult to accomplish everything on his to-do list. Instead, it was impossible. For every task he crossed off, it seemed like three more appeared. His list wasn't just long, it was endless. If he waited to finish everything on it before going after something he really wanted, he realized he might never get there. This understanding can be liberating because it means you don't have to wait for the stars to align or for the perfect moment to make positive changes in your life. It's about choosing what truly matters and taking small steps, even when life is busy and unpredictable. So like Oliver, let's embrace the opportunity before us to seize the moment and begin today. We're not waiting for the perfect time because you'll soon discover it doesn't exist. Instead, we're creating your perfect moment now and building resilience, strength, and a more energetic you. Now, I want you to envision this for yourself. Picture the remarkable transformation awaiting you on this journey. Imagine the sense of empowerment that comes from taking control of your health and well-being, from feeling more confident each day. Picture the excitement of shopping for clothes and finding that they fit and flatter you, turning what used to be a demoralizing experience into one that boosts your self-esteem. Visualize the freedom from obsessing about food, enjoying meals, and savoring every bite without guilt or stress. That, my friend, is the opportunity before you to seize the moment and set your dreams in motion today. Okay, so we've talked about the flaw in waiting for the perfect time. Let's move on to the second huge roadblock that might be getting in your way, the fear of failure. It's a common emotion that many of us grapple with, and it's completely natural. The fear that if you try and don't reach your goal or don't maintain it means that you're a failure. However, I want to set the record straight. I really hate the word failure when it comes to trying to achieve dreams. It's a word that sounds so permanent, as if one or even a few missteps define your entire existence. Let's talk about the diet industry, because so much of it reinforces the notion that if you can't stick to a one-size-fits-all program, you're a failure. But I'm here to reveal a fundamental truth. It's not you who failed. It's the program that failed you. These programs aren't designed to adapt to your unique life circumstances. They often disregard current scientific research, which shows an association between dieting and a slowed metabolism that can lead to weight gain over time. Moreover, they rarely take into account how your body's metabolism actually functions. Instead, they're based on what people believe should work, not what science and individualization dictate. So let's reframe our perspective together. Instead of thinking of any setbacks you encounter as failures, think of them as a valuable feedback. A setback is simply your body and your life providing feedback that what you've tried may not have been precisely tailored to you, your body, or your unique circumstances. It's just a signal that an adjustment is needed, an opportunity to refine your approach, and a chance to see how much better it can work for you. The key here is to keep moving forward, continuously adapting and learning from the feedback your body and life are giving. Now, every program out there may tell you that if you don't follow it to the letter and don't achieve the desired results, it's because you failed. But let's be crystal clear. It's not about you failing. It's about finding what truly works for you. Understanding that there's no one-size-fits-all solution can make all the difference. And that's precisely what we're here to discover together. All right, so we've discussed waiting for the perfect time and the fear of failure. The final massive obstacle to getting going is one that nearly every woman faces at one point: not knowing what to do. It's a puzzle many can relate to. Picture this: you're bombarded with countless weight loss programs, each advocating different approaches. One says you have to go keto, while another insists on cutting out sugar entirely. Some swear by intermittent fasting, claiming it's the only way to go, while others warn against oatmeal as if it's a secret assassin. The fitness world is just as perplexing. Should you do intense HIIT workouts, or is the key to success hidden in the gentle flow of Pilates? To make matters even more confusing, you'll hear about fat burners that promise miracles, only to be followed by warnings about their potential dangers. With all these conflicting messages, it's no surprise you're left wondering where to even begin. Everyone seems to have a different success story. So what's the right path for you? Now, here's where these three roadblocks interact, which can kill your momentum even further. If you don't know what to do, researching and trying to figure it out can be time-consuming, which you might feel like you just can't fit in right now, making it far from the perfect time to do this thing. Moreover, there's that looming fear of failure. What if you choose a path, try your best, and it doesn't work out as expected? Does that mean you failed again? It's easy to see how waiting for the perfect time, the fear of failure, and not knowing what to do can reinforce each other and create a barrier to progress before you even take the first step. But let's not get overwhelmed. We can break this down into manageable pieces to tackle that daunting don't know. What truly matters isn't necessarily where you start, but that you start somewhere. To illustrate this point, let me share some real-life stories of remarkable women who've overcome these very stumbling points. First, meet Christine, whose story I discussed in a previous episode about recovering from setbacks. She discovered that exercise was her key to success. Doing a little each morning made it easier for her to make better choices throughout the day. Then there's Lynette, who decided to examine her 9-to-5 snacking habits because the office supply of Goldfish crackers was derailing her movement towards her goal weight. And let's not forget Becky, who made stress management her priority. Her plan to de-stress gave her the time and energy to make the changes that have helped her lose 12 pounds so far. Here's the key takeaway. None of them had a perfectly detailed plan in hand. Instead, they took the first step with a basic outline and then adjusted their approach as they received feedback from their bodies and lives. They didn't need to know every single detail right from the get-go. They allowed their bodies to guide them along the way. None of these changes required a complete life overhaul. But all of these wonderful women have gone on to significant weight loss and long-term success. It's a reminder that their journey doesn't have to begin with a giant leap made at the perfect time, where you're doing the perfect thing. Instead, it can be small, strategic steps tailored to your unique needs and circumstances, informed by ongoing feedback, which is virtually guaranteed to lead you to success. So, to my wonderful listeners who have been struggling, please know that you're not alone in this. We all face these hurdles at one point or another, but understanding and addressing them will launch you towards lasting change. If you've identified one of these three roadblocks as your biggest challenge, let's take action today. Begin with a small step, something achievable, something that excites you. Maybe it's as simple as deciding to take a short walk, trying a new healthier recipe, or setting aside a couple of minutes each day for a few deep breaths. And remember, when it comes to the fear of failure, it's not a dead end, it's a detour. Transform that feeling of defeat into feedback instead. Listen to what your body and self are telling you about what's best for you. For those who don't know where to start, pick one small thing that sounds like it might be fun to try and give it a shot. The key is to begin, no matter how small the first step may be. Now, if you're feeling that nudge to explore deeper and truly transform your relationship with your metabolism, I'm here to help. To take that first empowering step, visit metabolismreset.co and sign up for my email list. As a special gift, you'll receive a free guide on how to revitalize your metabolism, along with personalized strategies and real-life insights to support your unique path to weight loss. I'd love to hear from you. What's made you hesitate to start your weight loss journey? Head on over to Facebook and send me a message. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to take action. If you found value in what we discussed, please consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the show. Also, don't forget to visit metabolismreset.co, where you can find more resources and join our community of incredible women who are working towards the same goal. So stay tuned, my friends. I believe that all of you have the power to achieve your goals, and I'm here to help you move closer to that version of yourself that you dream about. Thank you for joining me today on Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. Until next time, keep embracing your journey with courage and love, and remember, you're absolutely awesome. Bye.